们先一起来复习一段旧约的历史。
Before we begin, let us review a story from the Old Testament.
我们请来看历代志上第十章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 10.
Chronicle.
Oh, First Chronicles chapter 10.
历代志上第十章第四节。历代志上第十章第四节。
First Chronicles chapter 10 verse 4。
扫罗就吩咐拿他兵器的人说：“你拔出刀来，将我刺死，免得那些未受割礼的人来凌辱我。”但拿兵器的人甚惧怕，不肯刺他。
Verse 4, Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and abuse me." But his armor bearer was terrified and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it.
这里扫罗他受了重伤。
So here Saul was injured.
他的军队也这个不能够胜过腓力士人。
And his army was not able to overcome the Philistines.
所以没有人有办法，没有人能够来帮忙他，来救他。
So no one was able to come and save him.
那他一定会被腓力士人所抓。
And if he would have been caught by the Philistines.
所以他叫替他拿兵器的人说：“你把我刺死。”
So he asked his armor bearer to pierce him.
他宁可死掉，他不愿意被抓。
And he would rather die than be captured.
第五节。
Verse 5.
扫罗就自己伏在刀上死了。拿兵器的人见扫罗已死，也伏在刀上死了。
Verse 5. When the armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died.
所以扫罗呢，他就自己这个伏在刀上而死。
So Saul fell on his sword and he died.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这样扫罗和他三个儿子并他全家都一同死亡。
So Saul and his three, verse 3, verse 6. So Saul and his three sons died and all his house died together.
这里说不但扫罗死了，他的三个儿子也在这一次的战争当中死了。
So we see that not only Saul died, but also his three sons did too.
所以国王的三个儿子就是军队的三个将军。
So, a king's three sons are the generals in the king's army.
所以我们可以看到说，这一次以色列人是大大的被腓力士人把他们击败。
So we can see that in this battle, the Israelites lost very heavily to the Philistines.
我们再请看，历代志上十一章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志上十一章第一节。
First Chronicles chapter 11 verse 1.
以色列众人聚集到希伯伦见大卫说：“我们原是你的骨肉。”
Verse 1. All Israel came together to David at Hebron and said, "We are your own flesh and blood."
当扫罗在战场上死了之后呢，许多的以色列人他们都逃跑了。
Once Saul died on the battlefield, many Israelites ran away.
他们很快的也知道说国王已经死在战场上。
They knew that the king had already died on the battlefield.
所以在这个很危险的时刻里头，他们需要有王，再立一个王。
So in this dangerous times, that they had to find another king.
所以他们很多人来到大卫的面前，他们要大卫来当王。
So many people came to David to ask him to be their king.
第二节。
Verse 2.
从前扫罗作王的时候，率领以色列人出入的是你。主你的神也曾应许你说，你必牧养我民以色列，做以色列的君。
Verse 2. In the past, even while Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord your God said to you, "You will shepherd my people Israel, and you will become their ruler."
其实以色列人他们是曾经胜过腓力士人的。
In actuality, the Israelites have actually defeated the Philistines before.
那就是在大卫当他们的将军的时候。
And this is when David was the commander of the army.
那他们也都知道撒母耳曾经高大卫将来要当王。
And they knew that Samuel had anointed David as as king before.
所以现在扫罗王死了，所以百姓很自然的，他们来找大卫，要立大卫做王。
So now that King Saul has died, it was very natural for them to select David as the next king.
第三节。
Verse three.
于是以色列的长老都来到希伯伦见大卫王，大卫在希伯伦主面前与他们立约，他们就高大卫做以色列的王，是照着主借着撒母耳所说的话。
Verse 3, when all the elders of Israel had come to King David at Hebron, he made a compact with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed King David king over Israel, as the Lord had promised through Samuel.
所以从以上两段的描述里头，我们知道这个时候正是处在一个有很大的变动变化的 时候。
So from these two incidents, we can see that this period of time was a period of great change.
那在这个变动的当中，其实是一个很危看起来是一个很危险的日子。
And during this period of change, we can see that it was actually a very dangerous time.
因为非利士人胜过他们。
Because the Philistines had actually defeated them.
所以老百姓的心中是充满着害怕不平安。
So the Israelites were filled with fear at the Philistines.
那对将来他们是不确定的。
And the future was uncertain.
大卫过去胜过非利士人，现在的大卫是不是还能够胜过非利士人呢？
David had defeated the Philistines once before. Would David be able to defeat the Philistines once again?
所以这个对大多数的人来讲，这都是一个困难的时刻。
So to many people, this is a very difficult time.
在困难的时刻，更重要的是知道应该怎么做。
And in a difficult time, it's important to know what to do next.
在这个平常的日子里头，做错了决定，它的影响还不会那么大。
During a normal time, it's when we do something wrong, it does not have as great as effect.
对，在这样的时刻里头，每做一个决定都是很重要的。
So during this dangerous period, every decision that they make is very important.
好，接下来我们看历代志上十二章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志上十二章三十二节。
First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
以撒家支派有两百族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
Verse 32. Men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command.
在那个时候啊，这里提到说，以撒家支派当中有两百个族长。
So during this time, we see that in the tribe of Issachar, there are 200 chiefs.
他们都通达实务，他们都知道这个时候。
And they all understood the times.
所以啊，他们知道以色列人所应该做的。
So they knew what the Israelites were supposed to do.
我们今天，我们如何来描写我们今天所处的这个时代时候？我们如何来explain 我们现在所处的这个时代
？And how are we to explain our time period？
或者我们的 generation？
Our generation。
我们或许说这是一个高科技的时代。
We can say that it is a very developed and we have a lot of technology.
我们可以说这是一个知识爆炸的时代。
We can see that this is a period of explosion.
The knowledge.
Knowledge. Of gaining great knowledge.
我们可以说这是一个人在走向自我毁灭的时代。
And we can say that this is a period of time where people are walking towards their destruction.
所以事实上，我们所处的这个时代啊，也是一个很困难的时代。
So we can see that our generation is actually also very difficult.
那所以我们 真的需要像这个以撒家的这200个族长。
So we really need people like the 200 chiefs of Issachar.
说他们通达实务。
That they understood what to do.
他们认识这个时候。
And they understood the times.
所以他们就知道应该怎么做。
So they knew what to do.
所以呢，我们需要能够来读出来这个这个在这个我们所看到的一些事情，它的它的意表，它的表征。
So we need to express and read the signs of the times.
我们请看马太福音16章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第一节。
Matthew 16 verse 1。
第一节，法利赛人和撒都该人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
Verse 1, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven.
这个法利赛人跟撒都该人，他们故意的。来到耶稣那里，请耶稣行神迹给他们看。
The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus on purpose to ask him for a sign.
并不是他们真的有什么需要。
It wasn't because that they had any need.
第二节。
Verse 2.
耶稣回答说：“晚上天花红，你们就说天必要晴。”
Verse 2. He replied, "When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red."
第三节，早晨天花红又花黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气色，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。
Verse 3, and in the morning, today it will be storming, for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times.
主耶稣说，这些法利赛人跟撒都该人他们只是会做天气的预报员。
So Jesus Christ said that the Pharisees and the Sadducees could only make a weather report.
他们不能够读出来这时候的这个 sign, 这时候的这个表征。
So they weren't able to interpret the signs of the times.
所以今天同样的，主耶稣在我们生活当中是给我们很多的表征。让我们来知道这是什么时候。
So today Jesus has given us many signs about what times we are in now.
那其实我们也可以从圣经里头已经告诉我们的，来让我们认识我们这个时代。
And we can learn from the Bible, and it will tell us how what kind of times we are in right now.
认识时候，我们才知道我们要做什么事。
To understand the times is so that we can be able to know what we are supposed to do next.
让我们再来看看圣经怎么告诉我们来分辨这个时候。
So let us look into the Bible to see what it can tell us about how to differentiate about what times we are in.
请看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章二十七节。
Luke 17 verse 27.
27节，那时候的人又吃又喝又起又驾到挪亚进方舟那日，洪水就把他们全都灭了。
27. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all.
我们知道主耶稣的再来也是一个带来毁灭的时刻。
We know that in Jesus' second coming, it is a time of destruction.
那这个毁灭的时刻来之前有什么表征呢？
So before this destruction comes, what are the signs?
这里主耶稣用挪亚的时代来做说明。
So here Jesus explains through the example of Noah.
挪亚的时代是一个怎样的时代？
So what is the time that Noah lived in like?
挪亚的时代是一个充满罪恶的时代。
In Noah's time, it was a time filled with corruption.
所以罪恶很大很深重的时候，就是毁灭的时候会来到。
So when there's a lot of corruption and sin, that is when destruction will come.
所以如果我们看到罪恶越来越多，我们就知道是毁灭的时候更接近了。
So when we know, when we see that there is more and more sin in the world, then we know that the second coming of Jesus is close.
再请看路加福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章二十五节。
Luke chapter 21 verse 25.
二十五节，日夜星辰都要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦。因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定。
Verse 25, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea.
如果这个自然界不断的爆发出一些很强烈的灾害来，这也是一种表征。
So if the natural world keeps on producing a lot of natural disasters, then that is also a sign.
所以我们总是不断的在听到看到各地的所发生的很多的事情。
So right now we can see and hear a lot of the natural disasters are occurring.
这个对我们来讲常常就是一个很重要的提醒。
So this to us should be a reminder, a constant reminder.
让我们来认识我们所处的时代。
So that we will be able to know what the know our times.
再请看路加福音二十一章二十九节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21, verse 29.
二十九节跟三十节。
29 to 30.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说：“你们看，无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候。”你们一看见，自然就晓得夏天近了。
Verse 29, he told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. Verse 30, when they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near.
从神的显明也要来表达我们所处的时候。
So through this parable, we can see
the chosen people.
Through the chosen people, Jesus is showing what times that we are in.
那这个显明不但指着肉体的以色列人，更指着这个在主耶稣基督里头的人。
The chosen here represents not only the Israelites, but also the chosen people today.
那我们实在看到这个时候，这个有关时候的这个表征。
So we can see that there is signs about this.These times.
地上的以色列人，他们复国了。
The Israelites, or Jewish people today have been revived.
他们已经 restored their country.
They've been restored to their country.
那属灵的这个属灵的这个属灵的以色列以色这个属灵的百姓属灵的教会也被建立了。
And the spiritual church has also already been established.
今天我们就是属灵的神，就是属灵的以色列人。
And today we are spiritually the chosen Israelites.
那我们就是新约的显明。
And we are the chosen of the New Testament.
我们就是在主耶稣基督里头的人。
And we are people that are in Christ.
所以从我们自己，从我们的教会，我们也来看到。这个时候的表征。
So from ourselves and our church, we're able to see the signs of our times.
第二个，我们也要认明，来看清楚，认识那些特别的时刻。
And also, secondly, we are to recognize special times.
我们请看路加福音十九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章四十一节。
Luke chapter 19 verse 41。
四十一节，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭。
Verse 41, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it.
这里再提到这个主耶稣为耶路撒冷哀哭。
And here it says that Jesus cried over the city of Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣知道将有这个耶路撒冷将要遭受到这个毁灭。
And because Jesus knew that the city of Jerusalem would someday be destroyed.
那我们看再看四十四节。
Let's turn to verse 44.
四十四节最后一句话说：“因你不知道眷顾你的时候。”
44. They will dash to the ground you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone or on another because you do not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
那个最后一句话说：“你们不知道眷顾你们的时候。”
And the last part of the verse says that you do not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
哦，这个神来到你们那里，神的来到就是神眷顾，常常是神眷顾的时候。
So, when God arrives, it is the time that God established.
神啊，看顾你们的时候。
Oh, when Jesus, when God is watching over you.
Taking care of you.
Yeah, when God is taking care of you.
哦，所以我们常常很希望说主耶稣跟我们同在。
And many times we wish that Jesus will dwell in us.
哦，这个对恶人，主耶稣来到是审判。
To sinners, when Jesus comes, it is judgment.
哦，对我们来讲，主耶稣来，这个是施恩啊，是来赐福气给我们。
And for us, when Jesus is coming, it is a blessing and a gift.
那这里说这些以色列主耶稣那个时代的以色列人呢、啊，他们不知道神来到他们那里来照顾他们的这个时候。
So, the Israelites of Jesus's time did not recognize that Jesus came to take care of them.
主耶稣在他们的当中，主耶稣医病，主耶稣赶鬼啊，主耶稣来安慰他们。
Jesus casted out demons, did many miracles and healed them, and it was all to take care of them.
主耶稣要将天国的福音传给他们。
And he wanted to preach to them the gospel of heaven.
哦，所以那个是主耶稣在他们当中。那个是一个恩典的时刻。
So when Jesus was dwelling among them, it was a time of blessing.
哦，他们应该去认出来这个特别的时刻。
And so they should have recognized this special time.
啊，但是当时的人，他们并没有认出来这个特别恩典的时刻。
However, at the time, they were not able to recognize this.
那今天我们必须要去认出来这个特别的恩典的时刻。
So for us today, we need to be able to recognize when these special times.
我们请参考约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章三十五节。
John chapter 12, verse 35.
三十五节，耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到你们。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。”
Verse 35. Then Jesus told them, "You are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in darkness does not know where he is going."
啊，主耶稣说要趁着有光的时候来行走。
And Jesus tells us that we should walk while there's still light.
有光的时候就是一个特别的时刻，就是一个恩典的时刻。
So, when there is light, it is a special time and a time that's filled with blessings.
哦，在我们生活当中，主耶稣也是常常给我们有光的时刻。
And in our lives, Jesus gives us times when there is special times.
只是我们有没有去认识？这一个特别恩典的时刻。
However, it is up to us to recognize if these times.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
你们应当趁着有光，信从这光，使你们成为光明之子。
36. Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them.
是的，今天我们已经在主耶稣里头，我们已经是光明之子。
Yes, right now we are in the light of Jesus, and we are the chosen ones of him.
但是主耶稣在我们每一个人身上都有一些的目的在里头。
And however, Jesus is in us always has some
purpose. 那所以呢，他一定会给我们那个特别的恩典的时刻。
So he will always give us these special times.
我们请再参考马可福音十四章。
Let's turn to Mark 14.
Mark 14, verse 7.
Verse 6.
第六节，耶稣说，由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。
Verse 6. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
主耶稣说，玛利亚做了一件美事。
And Jesus said that Mary did a wonderful thing.
当时在场的不是只有玛利亚一个人。
And the people present was not just only Mary.
但是只有玛利亚她做了这件事情。
But it was only Mary that did this wonderful thing.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
Verse 7. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
这个玛利亚她知道那一个特别恩典的时刻。
Mary was able to understand that this was a special time.
这时候主耶稣还在他们的眼前。
And this is a time where Jesus was still in front of them.
所以这时候他能够用香膏来膏主耶稣。
And so this is a time where she was able to pour expensive perfume on him.
神给我们生命。
God gave us life.
神给我们时间。
God gave us time.
神给我们许许多多的恩典。
And God has given us many blessings.
我们不要把它当作平常。
So we should not make them
just ordinary. 其实很多的时候，这就是就像主耶稣所说的，是那个特别恩典的时刻。
And sometimes just like Jesus said that it is a special time.
所以主耶稣在马太福音二十五章讲到说，天国像什么
？And in Matthew chapter
25,
Jesus describes what heaven is like.
就是在神的国里头是像什么？
And what it is like inside the kingdom, in the heavenly kingdom.
一个真正在神的国里头的人，他能够认识那个神所给的那个特别的时刻，特别的恩典。
And a person who is in the heavenly kingdom is able to understand to differentiate between special times.
那所以呢，他会用神所给的那个特别的时间来做准备。
So, they will use the time that God has given them to prepare for the times.
请看马太福音二十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25.
二十五章第四节。
Chapter 25, verse 4.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
在神的国里头的人，他也会知道用神所给的时间来做一些事情。
So the people that are in the heavenly kingdom know that they have to use their time, the time that God has given them to do something.
请看二十五章的十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 16.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
16. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more.
17. 节那领2000的也照样赚了2000.
Verse 17. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more.
神给我们生命，神给我们恩赐。
God has given us life, and God has given us many blessings.
Gift.
Gifts.
这个就是神所给的这个特别的恩典。
And these are the special things that God has given to us.
我们要去看见去认识去知道说这神给我的一个特别的时间。
And we need to see and to understand that these times were given to us by God.
一个在神国里头的人，他能够认清楚那神所给的特别的时间、特别的恩典。
Someone who is in the heavenly kingdom knows that these times were given specially by God.
我们再看二十五章四十节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25, verse 40.
四十节，王要回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。”
Verse 40, the king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
神给我们有能力去爱我们的弟兄姐妹，爱我们周遭的人。
God has given us the strength to love those that are weaker among us.
那我们要去认识这样的一个特别的时刻。
And we also need to know this type of special time.
那我们再来就是我们在这样一个罪恶越来越多的这个时代里头，我们应该做什么？
So in this society in where we're when there's a lot more corruption and sin, we need to know what we ourselves need to do.
请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书五章十六节。
Ephesians 5 verse 16.
从十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Verse 15, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
这里说我们要做智慧人。
And here it says that we need to live as wise.
在一个邪恶的世代里头，我们要做智慧人。
In this corrupt and sinful generation, we need to live as wise.
那什么叫做，什么是智慧人？
So, what is a wise person?
十六节。
Verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Verse 16. Making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
在邪恶的世代里头，我们所最需要去留意的是我们的时间。
And in these times of evil, the most thing that we should acknowledge is our time.
时间就好像是生命一样。
Our time is like our life.
或许我们觉得在我们的生活环境里头并没有什么这个犯罪罪恶的事情。
And we may think that in our life and in our the people
in our environment.
Oh, in our environment that there isn't a lot of sin and corruption around us.
是的，感谢神，我们的生活都是很单纯的。
And we really thank God that our life and our environment is actually very simple.
虽然在我们的生活之外有很多的罪恶的事情。
However, outside of our life and our environment, there is a world filled with sin and corruption.
但是就我们个人的生活的范围，是感谢神，是还很单纯的，是很干净的。
However, in our own individual lives and our environment, it is actually it is very simple and clean.
但是其实我们也是生活在邪恶的世代。
However, at the same time, we are living in a world that is corrupt.
不能够好好的来应用时间，这就是一件邪恶的事情。
If we are to waste and not use our time wisely, then that is a sin.
这个就是 没有智慧。
And that, and to waste time is to be unwise.
哦，所以我们实在是要真的很用心的去啊，这个还啊，去看一下我们的时间到底是怎么在用。
And we should observe how we use our time.
看起来我们好像没有什么太多罪恶的事情。
And it may appear that there may not be a lot of sin in our life.
其实我们的过患啊，都是跟没有信主的人比起来，都是很小的。
If we compare our sins to those of the unbelievers, we can see that our sins are actually maybe very small.
那我觉得我们要去留意的是，我们怎样在用我们的时间。
And I think one of the things we should watch for is how we use our time.
啊，因为如果不能够妥善的来用神所给我们的时间，那么这是一件邪恶的事情。
And if we're unable to use the time that God has given us wisely, then that is a sin.
啊，因为我们是在滥用神所给我们的生命。
Because we are wasting the life that God has given us.
啊，所以我们求神帮助我们啊，让我们都能够很有智慧的、妥善的来用我们的时间。
So let God help us so that we may use our time wisely.
啊，就是我们要真的能够成为一个属灵的人，有灵性的人。
So that we may become a spirit, have good spirituality and faith.
啊，让我们能够在这个世界，在我们的生活当中，真的为主耶稣来发光。
So that in our lives we can shine the light for Christ.
我们请再看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章第三节。
1 John chapter 3 verse 3。
第三节，凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
Verse 3, everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
啊，这里说，我们都应该有一个指望。
So here it says that we should all have a hope.
就是主耶稣再来的时候，我们能够跟主耶稣一样。
So that when Jesus comes again, we may be just like him.
就是我们都能够得救。
So that we can receive salvation.
我们都能够复活改变。
That we can be reborn and change, resurrected and changed.
那所以第三节，约翰就说，那我们就应该洁净自己，像主耶稣洁净一样。
And verse three says that we must purify ourselves because just as Jesus is pure.
那要洁净自己，就是我们如何来用神所给我们的时间。
And to purify ourselves is to use the time that Jesus has given us.
我们拿神所给我们的时间，我们来做什么事情
？And use the time. Oh, how do we use the time that Jesus has given us?
如果不留意的话，我们会用神所给我们的时间，反而来弄脏了我们自己。
And if we are unaware, we may use the time that Jesus has given us, in a way that can dirty ourselves.
神给我们生命是要让我们洁净自己。
And Jesus has given us life.So that we can purify ourselves.
好，我们最后看罗马书十三章。
Lastly, let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章十一节。
Romans chapter 13, verse 11.
十一节，再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
11, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们啊，让我们在信仰的道路上面，我们总是清醒的。
And let us pray to God that on our walk of faith, that we may always be aware and awake.
啊，让我们成为一个认识时候的人。
So that we can be a person who knows the times.
那我们知道该做什么。
and to know what we should do.
啊，我们能够常常说，来吧，我们来做我们应该做的。
And to know that, oh, to say yes, let us do what we should do.
一起唱诗523首。
Let's sing hymn 523.